WWE superstar, one half of the tag team champions right now. And Sammy, I know it was last week, but I would love to wish you a happy belated birthday.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thanks very much.
You bet. Very famously from Quebec, can you count how many times you've wrestled in Winnipeg?
Under 10, that's for sure. Because I did used to come, I came over there for independent promotion a few times. A buddy of mine named Kenny Omega, who's a pretty famous wrestler out of Winnipeg, he had a local promotion there that he would work with, and he put in the word for me. And this is long before any of us reached wrestling superstardom, although we were pretty big names on the independents at that time. So he brought me out to Winnipeg a few times, and we had some fun there. And then with WWE, I think I've only been once, to be honest, maybe twice.
I remember the last time you were here. It wasn't quite a year ago. It was SmackDown.
Yes, I remember that. And I don't know if we've been, I know we've done house shows there, live events there, but I don't know if I was actually on them. So I remember the SmackDown one pretty specifically recently, but before that, I don't remember offhand. But it's pretty great that we're getting two television shows in Winnipeg within a year. I think that's great.
We have such a diehard wrestling culture in Winnipeg, and I couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah, and, you know, between just Jericho and Kenny Omega alone, some great talents come out of Winnipeg. You know, it's an understatedly great wrestling city.
I want to bring up that show. It was last October, SmackDown. You teamed up with Solo Sikoa against Riddick Moss and Ricochet, so you've come such a far way. How can you sum up the last year?
Well, I can't believe that was a year ago. Yeah, it's just been a very crazy time. And it's hard to, it's hard to take it all in while you're in it. I go out of my way to try to do that. But just by the sheer volume of shows we have and the amount of travel and everything else, it does get hard to completely, you know, soak it all in or to kind of remember when things happened on the timeline. So I'm a little astounded that was a year ago, to be honest with you. Wow. Well, I mean, it's been a great time. I would say the last year and a half, 2 years, in a lot of ways, have been some of the best times of my career. And the storyline with the Bloodline obviously was a lot of fun, and I think it holds a pretty special place in a lot of fans' hearts. And I think business has really kind of boomed in that last year and a half. So, it's been a lot of fun. And now to be coming back as tag team champions with Kevin Owens and to be coming to Winnipeg, it's pretty crazy how far the story has come in that year. And it just feels like a lifetime ago in some ways.
Speaking of the tag team titles, how heavy are they?
So heavy. People don't understand. And especially when you're carrying two of them, I swear to God, they weigh like maybe 45 pounds.
But anytime you pick them up and you like clack them together, they look heavy.
Yeah, yeah. I'm glad it looks that way on television. Because a lot of times if we pose with pictures with fans or something, sometimes I'll be like, here, you want to hold them? They go, yeah, yeah. I go, okay, be forewarned. They're very heavy. And even when I warn them, people are very surprised by just how heavy they are. And, you know, we got to travel with that in our carry-on bag, and it's, it takes up space, and it's very heavy. You know what? Small price to pay for being champs.
You mentioned it just a second ago. Pro wrestling, sports entertainment, it's huge now, and the crowds that we're seeing are louder than we've heard in years. What do you think is driving the success of the business?
Well, you know, I think the Bloodline thing kind of highlighted it a little bit for me, which is just good stories with good characters and then good matches. And I think those three components are really the three components that I was very mindful of my entire career of, like, these are the three boxes we need to check. And now I think we've kind of been doing that as a company. You know, characters that people care about are telling good stories and they're having great matches. So the fans are excited and they want to come out. And, you know, word of mouth spreads and I don't know, I suppose it's a little bit of everything. And I think that's always been the key to success for me personally. But now I'm starting to see it on a company-wide kind of global level. It's pretty mind-blowing.
I was going to say an industry-wide level at this point, I think. There's such an interest in it right now.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I remember about 20 years ago when I did not fit the mold of what would be considered a top superstar in wrestling. I remember actually articulating this to someone. I remember thinking, I hope I'm just around at the right time when the industry goes through one of its big booms again. And lo and behold, that somehow kind of came to fruition. But, you know, there were these big booms in the 80s and the late 90s, and I don't know if we're seeing something similar to that now, but undoubtedly the business is hotter than it's ever been, strictly from a dollars and cents perspective. You know, TV rights are worth more than ever, and the company's generating more money than ever. And it's just, from a dollar and cents perspective, bigger than it's ever been. And I'm very happy to be, you know, if not dead smack at the center of it, certainly in the thick of it. So it's pretty awesome.
Speaking of thick, as a fellow bearded human being, when you changed your look and you got the long hair and you got the beard, was this something you discussed with the company, or was it the plan, or was it the pandemic, or was it just all you?
Some of it was conscious and some of it wasn't, you know, so it was also the character I was doing at the time. I was doing this thing during the pandemic when I came back actually from the pandemic during the Thunderdome era, where my character was stripped of the Intercontinental title and then won it back and claimed there was, you know, foul play afoot. And then especially when I lost the Intercontinental title, I went into a whole thing where it was a conspiracy against me.
I still think it's a conspiracy.
By the powers that be. I was doing this documentary, and actually that was the start of some of the funnest stuff. I would say, like, coming back since the pandemic and on has been, like, the run of my career. So, like, the last 3 years or so. And all of it's kind of woven together kind of seamlessly, which is why I think it's worked so well with the fans, is just because they've seen those last 3 years, the progression, and it's all kind of led to the next step. So they've been along for the whole ride. But all this to say, you know, as the character became unhinged, so too did my look, and the hair started to grow out a little bit more wild, and the beard a little thicker and a little more wild. And I think it matched the aesthetic of that I was trying to kind of put together of this character. And then it kind of just stuck around. But it might be time to cut the hair kind of soon. Who knows? But I don't know. It felt like the right look for the character. So it was by design, but it wasn't something I ran by the company. But it just fit. It just fit at the time. So, you know, we just kind of went with it.
Maybe besides you and Kevin, who would you say is your favorite tag team to watch in the WWE?
Maybe the Usos, I would have to say. You know, before me and Kevin were a team and the Usos had all these great matches with the New Day, that felt like a pretty special time for tag wrestling in WWE for sure. And, you know, I know outside of WWE, those FTR guys have been working very hard at tag team matches for years. So they're doing a great job.
That's good. You're coming to Winnipeg, and you get great reactions now all over the world. We can hear it through the TV. Is there still a little extra juice from the Canadian crowds?
100%.
Yeah.
Montreal is always going to be special because it's the hometown show, and Quebec is going to be special because it's like we're the Quebec guys. But, you know, even when we go to Ottawa, Toronto, Winnipeg, just anywhere in Canada, the reactions are always heightened. There's no question about that. And it's always just special for me. I don't know, there's just something about Canadian shows. It's hard to explain it to an American because even Montreal, I think as a hometown, I've tried to put it to words before, but I've never really been successful at it. But me or Kevin in Montreal is not like any other wrestler in their hometown, because Montreal is a very specific, distinct city, and it's not the same as any American wrestling in their hometown. It just isn't. And I can't quite put into words why. But it's the same thing as Canadian guys, even if we're not from Winnipeg. When we come to Winnipeg, the reactions we're going to get are not quite the same, you know, as an American wrestling in any other city in America or even a home state. It's just hard to explain. But for sure, there's no question that those reactions are heightened. And that's why when we come through Canada, those dates are always circled on my calendar.
Ole, 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 or Sammy, Sammy, Sammy? Which one gives you more goosebumps?
I'm just happy if they're reacting.
Nice.
You know, like, that's the thing. I know this sounds kind of weird for people to hear, but I don't take it for granted anytime they're reacting. I always go out there assuming that the reactions are going to be kind of tepid, and they always exceed my expectations. And so anytime they're giving me those kind of reactions, they're not lost on me. I realize how special it is to be getting those reactions.
That comes through. I can tell you as a viewer that definitely comes through. You always look astounded at what's happening around you.
Yeah. Well, the whole thing is astounding when you stop and think about it. So I'll take it, you know.
I know we have to wrap things up here. I was wondering if you could do a quick game of word association with me where I'll give you some superstars and you can give me a one or two word answer on what you feel about them.
Okay, I'll do my best.
I'm going to start with an easy one. Kevin Owens.
Brother.
Intercontinental champion Gunther.
Oh, man. I think he's the best guy to come up on the roster in at least the last 5 years. He's excellent. I've been singing his praises for a very long time, actually. I was trying to put in the work to get him hired in like 2013 or something. So he got here on his own, and he's doing great.
What about Ricochet?
Freak athlete.
It's a good one. Logan Paul.
Natural.
Good one. Last one, Jey Uso.
That's a tricky one, too. I don't know if there's a singular word for this, but I feel like, in a way, he and I will be tied together for a very long time. Maybe not quite in the same way as Kevin and I, where you literally can't discuss one man's career without mentioning the other.
Right.
But in some ways, I feel like Jey Uso and I will be linked for many, many years to come. Because of the work we kind of did in that Bloodline story. So I don't know. I feel connected to him. I don't know if that's the word, connected.
That's good. Yeah, and that's the power of that angle. Do you have any final words for Winnipeg before you make the trip here?
No, I'm just, I know it's a token answer, but I am so excited to come, and I'm sure everybody says that. Oh, we're excited to come to your city, but I genuinely, genuinely am. I love Winnipeg. I have very fond memories of coming there before I was ever in WWE. I used to travel on the independents much more, and I've seen much more of the United States than I have of Canada, just because of, Canada does not, it's so big and it's so spaced out, and there's only a handful of really big cities. So it was actually always kind of like a bucket list thing of mine to wrestle in Winnipeg, because it was like dead smack in the middle of Canada, and I just wanted to get there. So it really does mean a lot to me that we're coming back there, and that we're doing television there, Monday Night Raw. It's a big deal, so I can't wait to come back.
It's next month, August 14th, Canada Life Center, Monday Night Raw. You can still get tickets, and we will see you there. Sami Zayn, can't wait. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks a lot. See you soon.